What you're trying to do in a high probability request sequence is typically you would ask the student to do three things that they're very likely to do. Okay, go ahead and take out your piece of paper. Great job. Go ahead and write your name in the upper right-hand corner. Awesome. I see you got that done. All right, go ahead and mark an X on the first box where you're going to write this first response. And then you deliver requests that they are less likely to want to do. And basically the goal is, if I'm building this momentum, I ask, they respond, I ask, they respond, I ask, they respond. And now I'm going to ask you to do something that you're less likely to want to do initially, but after those three high probability requests, you're more likely to do it. I remember the first time I ever tried this, I had a student who was really difficult. He just had a lot of really non-compliant behavior. He had missed a ton of school, and sometimes he didn't know if he was even capable of doing the task at hand. So oftentimes he didn't want to start any activity because he just assumed that every activity was going to be difficult for him. So this one day I said, hey, can you come up here for 1 second? And he said, sure. And then he came forward. So that was one. And then I said, would you mind passing these papers out to everybody? And he passed out papers to everybody in the class. And I said, awesome. Thanks so much for doing that. That was two. And then I said, would you mind go ahead and put these extra copies on my desk? And then he did that as well. And I said, awesome. Terrific. Could you go ahead and start on your first three problems? And he sat down and did them right away. And normally he would have kind of tried to engage me in an argument or push back about having to start his assignments. But right away, he went and started the first three problems. And then he looked up at me. He's like, you tricked me into doing this. And I said, you're capable of doing this. It's totally fine. The upside of doing something like high probability requests is that you're not delivering any aversive. You're not telling them things that went wrong. It's a positive experience. So it's a way of getting the students to do what needs to be done and demonstrate behaviors that you want to see more of in a really respectful way.